Nikki Haley, the brunette Hillary Clinton and neocon establishment favorite candidate to win the Republican nomination for presidency, has some thoughts about the border crisis, which are indistinguishable from Hillary Clinton, her inspiration for getting into politics, by the way, and that's not a joke.
But let's keep in mind, these people that are wanting to come here, they want to come for a better life, too. They have kids, too. They have a heart, too. We don't need to be disrespectful. We don't need to talk about them as criminals. They're not. They're families that want a better life, and they're desperate to get here.
I'm sorry, but we've all seen the footage of the caravans that have been surging the border under Joe Biden's direction over the last few years, and they are 90% men, military age men, of course, over 300,000 of them just last month, a new record that the Border Patrol knows of. So it most likely is double or probably even triple that. Seriously, 300,000 is the official number that the U.S. Border Patrol processed last month alone. Not the total that came in. Those are the ones who just show up or come to the border crossings or sneak across and then just claim asylum. And then they're given a green card and an Obama phone and prepaid debit cards and a court date 10 years in the future, because everybody knows by then they'll all be granted amnesty. And in an attempt to erode support for Donald Trump, it looks like the DeSantis campaign is spreading fake news that Donald Trump is considering Nikki Haley for his VP running mate. But don't worry, Donald Trump Jr. put an end to that rumor.
Listen, I wouldn't have her. I would go to great lengths to make sure that that doesn't happen. Nikki Haley wants never-ending war. She's a puppet of the establishment in Washington, D.C. She's the new favored candidate of the billionaire class because they want control. No different than academia and Harvard and using, you know, their billions to exercise influence. They want someone they control. Ron DeSantis has proven that he doesn't have what it takes to be on that stage. He's embarrassed himself that way. She's now the preferred candidate. No, I would not want Nikki
Fox
Haley
seems
to be
like
there.
Her,
all we'd get
Fox
from her is never-ending wars. And by the way, all you'd get is her, a team trying to destroy Donald Trump from within forever. The second she ever got that, you know, anointment, it would be a disaster of epic proportions. So I would hope that that never is on the table, and I don't think it is.
Nikki Haley has been dreaming and scheming of becoming president for many years now. Back in 2012, she wrote this book about how amazing she is back when she was the governor of South Carolina. But there's something very interesting in this book that just resurfaced. I don't know if anybody noticed this at the time, but now it is getting some attention because it is so odd. She literally wrote that she changed her husband's name back when they were dating because she didn't like the name Bill, saying, "You may be wondering how Bill became South Carolina first gentleman Michael Haley." After they started dating, she says, she looked at him one day and asked, "What is your name?" "You know, it's Bill," he said, puzzled. "You don't look like a Bill. What's your whole name?" "William Michael." From that point on, she says, she started calling him Michael, and all of her friends did the same. And when he transferred to Clemson his sophomore year, her friends became his friends. And before we knew it, he was universally known as Michael. Everyone who knew him before I did knows him as Bill. And everyone who met him after I did knows him as Michael. He looks like a Michael. Imagine how big of a loser this man, supposed man, this alleged man must be to allow a woman that he was dating to change his name. And not just to a nickname or not from, you know, William to Bill, which is a nickname, but to just start using his middle name because she just didn't like the name Bill. Nikki Haley wrote in 2012 how she renamed her husband from Bill to Michael. Maybe she should have renamed him Bubba because she sure has an affinity for that name. Back in 2020, when the NASCAR industry and the entire liberal media industrial complex lost their mind when somebody thought that the handle on the end of the rope that's used to open the garage door at one of the racetracks was a noose that somebody purposely tied there to harass Bubba Wallace, a person of color. She posted, "We should all stand with Bubba Wallace today against the cowards who secretly put the noose in his garage stall. Watch your back, cowards. Bubba has a bigger army than you do." Those of us with a brain knew the moment that story broke that it was fake news. And whatever it was, it definitely was not a noose. And I posted on Twitter that I figured it was an extension cord that somebody had rolled up and hung up somewhere. And that was insanely thought to be, hallucinated to be a noose. And MSNBC attacked me for my almost completely accurate prediction.
I guess inevitably you have people like Dinesh D'Souza and Mark Dice and others who came out immediately and said, you know, that they think that this is all made up, that the noose, we didn't get to see the noose, we didn't get to see pictures of the noose, the picture we saw isn't really, it's a, you know, basically questioning the legitimacy of the story, claiming somehow that this is a Jesse Smollett thing. That was obviously the right reaction in social media was to cast doubt on this, even at a time
that it was obvious that the noose narrative was fake news. Of course, neocon Nikki Haley was heartbroken about St. George Floyd's OD, tweeting out that it was important to understand that the death of St. Floyd was personal and painful to many. In order to heal, it needs to be personal and painful for everyone, she said. Well, it certainly was, especially for those small business owners who had their livelihoods looted and burned down during the Summer of Love in 2020. And next Wednesday, there's another Republican presidential debate ahead of the Iowa caucus that will feature only two candidates, neocon Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, because the debate is being hosted by CNN, the Clown News Network, and they say that Vivek Ramaswamy doesn't meet their threshold and doesn't qualify. And I'm sure the broken record will sound the same as it has in the previous debates.
I want to learn from those and apply those to protect our homeland, Nikki.
It's not that Israel needs America. America needs Israel. It is not that Israel needs America. America needs Israel. They are the
biggest recipient of U.S. foreign aid. We give them billions of dollars a year, and we've been giving them money every year for 75 years. I don't even know if I'm going to watch this debate because it's going to be extremely boring without Vivek there to mention facts like this.
Due to these toxic neocons, you can put lipstick on a Dick Cheney. It is still a fascist neocon.
Thank
and you,
Mr. Ramaswamy.
See that today.
Thank you, Mr.
It's Dick
Ramaswamy.
Cheney all over again in
okay.
this party.
Thank you, Mr. Ramaswamy.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Ramaswamy. Since Donald Trump doesn't waste his time showing up at these debates, you're the only reason to tune in. And this is why Ben Shapiro loves Nikki Haley. They share the same favorite country, and he calls her his spirit animal and wishes his spirit animal happy birthday, because that's what you do to close friends of yours. We're over $34 trillion in debt. That's over $100,000 per citizen. So your newborn baby, $100,000 in debt. That's over $250,000 per taxpayer. So for every adult in this country, we owe now the equivalent of, well, what was a mortgage on a nice house before inflation hit. So we don't have any money to be giving to Israel. We don't have any money to be giving to the illegal aliens or to the Ukrainians. We don't have any money, period. And for the Christians out there who misunderstand the Bible and have been fed a misinterpretation by their Zionist Christian pastors and think that in order for America to be a prosperous nation, we have to continue to bless Israel. That's what the Bible says. No, America was actually blessed in the most prosperous nation for over 170 years before the State of Israel was created in its modern form. And by the way, the reason that Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11 was not because they hate our freedoms. And all inside job theories aside, whether or not they were aided by the intelligence agencies and let it happen and coached and there were patsies, doesn't even change the fact that that group hated America, was involved in it, wanted it to happen, because America has been funding Israel. That's what Osama bin Laden said. That's what the intelligence agencies said, because they see us as being the backers of Israel, which of course we are as a nation, and thus responsible for Israel's mistreatment of the Palestinians in the region. So how's that for a blessing, right? If you don't support them, then the Bible says that you're not going to be blessed. Well, we did support them, and that's what happened. And since we're on the topic, Christians are God's chosen people, not a certain ethnic group who largely are atheists and don't even believe in God, let alone the religion of the Old Testament. As 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, you, meaning Christians, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
This is one of the questions I get most often from non-Jewish audiences is, why are Jews so disproportionately to the left? And the answer is the vast majority of Jews don't go to synagogue, don't believe in God, don't believe in the Bible. But this is by polling data. Jews are the single most anti-religious, quote-unquote religious group in the United States. And so what you're really talking about when you talk about most Jews are people who are highly educated, high income, in blue areas. Can you just describe like a typical mainstream Democrat?
Romans 9:6-8 says, for not all who are descended of Israel are Israel. Israel is just a term meaning God's people. That's why they chose it for their nation. So, for not all who are descended from Israel are Israel. It is not the children by physical descent who are God's children, but it is the children of the promise who are regarded as Abraham's offspring. Galatians 3, verse 29, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What particular race or ethnic group does or doesn't live in certain regions of land halfway around the world has zero to do with your salvation or your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Of course, this is one of those topics that I delve into extreme detail in my new book, The War on Conservatives, which you need to order in paperback from Amazon.com, because this still is just the tip of the iceberg. I can already see people sounding off in the comments. Out of ignorance, many people just don't know. A lot of things you're not allowed to really say out loud these days, but I did write them in the new book. So order The War on Conservatives in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.